Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
About 20s showing up this morning, even mid-20s in northern parts of Mobile and Baldwin County. More details from Dr. Bill coming up. 29 right now at our studios, and we'll check traffic with Kane first.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound 65 over the high-rise bridge. Again, you'll see they're getting ready to close both lanes again. They had an accident with injuries involving an 18-wheeler last night, and they've got traffic backed up all the way towards 225. Tilly's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978. At 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile, get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's, including the newest light of beads and toys. See them at ToomeysMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
706 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Dr. Bill with an update on our forecast. Rain in the mix, and we'll talk about the severe weather that went through northern parts of our state over the weekend. We'll do that in just about 23 minutes. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Findlay.
All right. Thank you, Sean. News from Sierra Land this morning. It's a search for a missing 14-year-old has been canceled. It's good news, though, because a teenager was found safe with his family. Aiden Coffey had last been seen around 7:35 p.m. and was described as wearing a hoodie with top and fades to gray at the bottom, khaki pants and tennis shoes. And police thankfully made the announcement that they'd found him after he was last seen running north in the area of Highway 43 and Celeste Road. About 10:10 p.m., police say Coffey had been found safe with family. We expect to hear more details in the coming days as to the situation surrounding his safe return. Today is MLK Day. The civil rights leader would have been 90 years old. And while many people have the day off from work and school, this is considered a day on when it comes to service. Americans across the U.S. will honor the memory of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., today by rolling up their sleeves and getting involved. You'll recall he was born, Dr. King, that is, born on January 15th in 1929 and was one of the most visible figures in the civil rights movements of the 1960s. And his message was about nonviolence and resistance when it came to the changes that were impacting American culture. So Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, on April 4th, 1968, at the age of 39. So if you want to get involved here in Mobile, you can head to Bishop State today as there's going to be a rally and a march. Participants will line up at the Lion Street parking lot at 10 a.m. The march gets underway at 12 noon. The route then heads to MLK Avenue to Lafayette Street to Spring Hill Avenue, ending with that rally at Lions Park. And if you're conducting a day of service, you're getting involved, we'd love to see your pictures. Be sure to use the hashtag GoVolunteer and hashtag MLK Day. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And today is a sad day for so many out here, especially those here in the city of Mobile, as Mobile Police Department loses an officer yesterday, Sean Tudor, killed in the line of duty. Governor Kay Ivey issued a statement over yesterday evening on the death of Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, saying less than a day after laying to rest Birmingham Police Sergeant Whitasha Carter, I'm saddened to learn of the death of Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, who was killed today in the line of duty. Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich said the city of Mobile lost one of its finest officers today. This tragedy is a stark reminder of the dangers that the brave men and women of law enforcement face every day. I would like to thank everyone to take a moment to remember the man who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting our community. Please keep Officer Sean Tudor's family in your thoughts and prayers. More on this, a news update here from News 5 with Katarina Lukatic.
The procession carried Officer Sean Tudor's body from Providence Hospital down Airport Boulevard. Officer Tudor was a young officer. He had been with the department less than 5 years, but Chief Lawrence Batiste said he was making an impact on Mobile.
He was really just getting into that part of his career where, you know, he started to have a really major impact on not just the people in the community, but the men and women that work here in this department.
In July 2017, Officer Tudor was named Officer of the Month.
He was one of those guys that certainly resonates in your mind as somebody that's a true leader, a true commitment to doing his best in this community to keep it safe and to be a role model for others.
Chief Batiste is asking the community to pray for his department and especially Officer Tudor's family.
Keep us in your prayers and keep Officer Tudor's family in your prayers, his wife and his mom and dad and his in-laws, because this is going to be a difficult time.
We'll talk more about this with news updates throughout the morning, plus turning up your voice after 8 o'clock at 343-0106.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. With this being Reese's Senior Bowl week, the Mobile Sports Authority would like to welcome all players, coaches, scouts, officials, agents, and families to our beautiful area. We hope you enjoy your stay in Mobile, and we wish all the players good luck as they follow their NFL dream. For more info, visit SeniorBowl.com. Go all out. We do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man authorities say shot and killed a Mobile police officer Sunday afternoon was booked overnight into Metro Jail. 19-year-old Marco Perez is charged with capital murder. Before the shooting, Perez was wanted on federal gun charges. He was a suspect in 18 car break-ins and a store robbery. Perez is accused of killing Officer Sean Tudor. Mobile police tell us Officer Tudor went to the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile Sunday afternoon when he was shot by Perez. Officer Tudor was rushed to Providence Hospital where he died.
When something like this happens, it literally rocks a community.
DA Ashley Rich. Officer Sean Tudor was 30 years old, on the force just shy of 3 years. The death of Officer Tudor comes just shy of a year after the death of Officer Justin Billa. Billa was shot during a domestic violence situation in February of last year. The mother of Marco Perez was charged last week for filing a false report claiming her son was kidnapped. Police say Tiffany Perez was trying to help her son avoid a court hearing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Join special guests and community partners to celebrate Black heritage in reading, poetry, storytelling, and song. Monday through Thursday, February 4th through the 7th at the Virginia Dillard Smith Tolmanville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. The African American Read-In is sponsored by the National Council of Teachers of English and endorsed by the International Reading Association. Mark your calendar February 4th through the 7th. Call 438-7075 to learn more.
Alabama and Auburn basketball lose close games. Phil Mickelson comes up short again, and two overtime conference championship games for the first time in NFL history. 713 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Los Angeles Rams put an end to the New Orleans Saints season with a 26-23 overtime win in the NFC Championship game in New Orleans on Sunday. The Saints took a 23-20 lead with a minute and 41 seconds left in regulation following a controversial blown call on what should have been either a pass interference or a legal helmet-to-helmet hit penalty against the Rams' Nickel Robert Coleman. Saints coach Sean Payton spoke about the call after the game.
Just getting off the phone with the league office, they blew the call. And man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call.
Had the referees correctly called a penalty, the Saints likely would have ran out the clock for a short game-deciding field goal attempt. Instead, Will Lutz gave the Saints the lead with over a minute and a half to play. Los Angeles drove down the field, and kicker Greg Zuerlein tied the game at 23 on a 48-yard field goal with 15 seconds remaining. In overtime, the Saints got the ball first, but a hit from Dante Fowler Jr. on Drew Brees caused a fluttering pass that was intercepted by LA's John Johnson. The Rams' offense gained 15 yards to the Saints' 39-yard line, and Zuerlein drilled a 57-yarder to send the Rams to their fourth Super Bowl appearance in franchise history.
Ball put down. Right-footed kick is up. End over end arching up, and it is caught! He got it! The Rams win! The The Rams are going to the Super Bowl!
That call from Kevin Harlan on Westwood One Sports. If you're a Saints fan, there really is no bright side to this loss. But former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett had two huge catches for L.A. for 50 yards receiving. And former St. Paul Saint Mark Barron will have the opportunity to play in the first Super Bowl of his career after finishing second on the team yesterday with 9 tackles. In the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row after a 37-31 overtime win in Kansas City over the Chiefs.
Burkhead is in for the touchdown, and with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots.
That's Kevin Kugler from Westwood One. Tom Brady passed for 348 yards and a touchdown, culminating in a surgical 75-yard touchdown game-winning drive in overtime to outduel Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes Jr. Mahomes threw for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns, but never saw the field in overtime after the Patriots won the coin toss and received the ball. Now, Tom Brady and Patriots coach Bill Belichick are headed to their 9th Super Bowl appearance together. The Patriots will face the Rams in Atlanta 2 Sundays from now. New England is currently favored by 1.5 points. In basketball over the weekend, the Alabama Crimson Tide lost to the Tennessee Vols 71-68. John Petty scored a career-high 30 points to lead Bama, but was called on a controversial traveling call down 1 point with 11 seconds to play. The win makes 12 in a row for Tennessee, their longest win streak since 1977. The Auburn Tigers also lost a close one on Saturday, 82-80 at home against Kentucky. The Tigers rallied back from a 17-point second-half deficit to take the lead 80-79 with 32 seconds left. 2 free throws from Wildcat freshman Tyler Hero gave the Wildcats the lead, followed by Auburn guard Jared Harper driving to the rim and barely missing the game winner. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Georgia Southern 88-86 in overtime. Josh Ajayi again led the Jags in points with 26, but South's record falls to 9-10 this season following their 4th straight loss. The South Alabama women's team had a better Saturday than the men's team with a 69-53 win over those same Georgia Southern Eagles. South led the entire game and are now 14-3 this season. On the PGA Tour, Adam Long shot 26 under par at the Desert Classic for his first career PGA Tour win in only his 6th tournament start. Phil Mickelson held the lead going into the final round, but finished tied for second alongside Adam Hadwin, 1 shot behind Long. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Miss a show?
No! No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and State Troopers not working in a new accident. It's again the 225 exit on the high-rise bridge coming in from Baldwin County. You've got an accident involving an 18-wheeler from overnight. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear with no new wrecks in the roadways. This year, the Reese's Senior Bowl giving away $10,000 to one lucky fan on game days. This Saturday, January 26, two fans will be chosen from the stands during the game to participate on an on-field challenge, and one will walk away with $10,000. Get your tickets at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up here, the ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They're also setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. 722 in time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, Sean, thank you very much. Good Monday morning to you. A severe weather rocked our state on Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. Early reports indicate that an EF2 tornado touched down in Wetumpka on Saturday. Preliminary estimates are coming in that the tornado wind speeds were 135 miles per hour. Multiple injuries have been reported, but thankfully no fatalities. If you have seen the pictures online, we were talking about that, the before and after pictures, it's just mind-boggling to see the two churches that once were. So these churches were the First Baptist and the First Presbyterian churches on Bridge Street, just gone. Reports are also coming in that several historic homes were also leveled. The EF2 rating is based on the damage to those two structures, but that number could shift to the left or to the right as the day progresses. The tornado developed southwest of Wetumpka, tracked northeast, then lifting just before Lake Martin. It was on the ground for 18.2 miles and was 700 yards wide at its peak. Good news is relief funds are already in motion. The Central Alabama Community Foundations is accepting donations at its website, cacfinfo.org. You can also send checks as well. The storms that hit Wetumpka on Saturday afternoon, as I said, just really have just changed the trajectory of that town there. Workers with the National Weather Service, they will be on the ground today to determine just how many tornadoes touched down. The high school there in Wetumpka, Wetumpka High School, opened as a shelter yesterday for those who lost their homes over the weekend. Volunteers, if you're interested in helping out, of course, today is MLK Day. What a perfect way to get involved. You can do so to help remove debris and repair damage. Call 334-567-6451. Dr. Bill will once again update us on our weather when it comes to Wetumpka and what we can expect here in our local area. And an Orange Beach man charged last week, accused of sexually abusing a child under the age of 12. Robert Lee McLennan was also charged with enticing a child in possession of child pornography with the intent to disseminate. According to the police report, the crimes are alleged to have happened while this child was in McLennan's home in Orange Beach. According to Baldwin County Jail records, his bond was set at $52,500, and he has been released from the Baldwin County Jail because he was able to make that bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and remind me, day 29 of the shutdown?
29, yeah. As of December 22nd, 12:01 a.m.
All right, and over the weekend, President Trump making an offer here that was a compromise here on DACA for wall funding, but it is going to fall on deaf ears. It sounds like more from Westwood One's John Lornick.
President Trump tweeting a statement Sunday night to the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who aren't getting paid during the shutdown, calling them great patriots. This coming one day after he laid out a proposal aimed at ending the standoff.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace.
He's offering 3 years of extended protection for some Dreamers and for immigrants covered by temporary protected status to stay in the U.S. In exchange, the president wants $5.7 billion for a border barrier.
Walls work, and we need walls.
But Democratic officials aren't interested in President Trump's offer, saying it's a temporary reprieve for programs he scuttled. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the president's speech unacceptable and a non-starter.
Mr. President, open up the government, and then Democrats and Republicans can have a civil discussion and come up with bipartisan solutions.
If the shutdown isn't resolved soon, federal courts will run out of money this week and food stamps in February. School lunches could take a hit in March.
We have to reach the point where government shutdowns are absolutely unacceptable, where we say to the president and the president says to Congress, this is not a tool that you can use to put political pressure on anybody.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
725 FM Talk 106.5, which continues to be our longest lasting online opinion poll question two. As usually these things are up for a day or two. This one's been up for weeks now. When do you think the government shutdown will end? By the end of this month, by the end of the January, 48% of respondents say that. 35% of y'all say between 1 and 3 months. 3 to 6 months, 11%. Won't reopen by the end of 2019, 2%. The government will never reopen, 4% of people have suggested that. And we'll talk more about this going forward. Is there any way and what's being done possibly between members of the House and Senate away from prying eyes? Is there a deal being worked there? Who will buckle first? We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as we turn up your voice at 343-0106. All right, reminder that we've been talking about it throughout the morning. Sad news. Mobile Police Department has lost another officer now within a year's time, 11 months' time. Officer Sean Tudor killed in line of duty yesterday. There's a lot to talk about here, and the first of all, I mean, just my gut reaction. I guess it does not matter, but such a young man.
Yeah.
I mean,
very young.
I mean, you know, the age shouldn't be important to anybody, but it's, I mean, just seeing the pictures of this guy, it's this officer, I mean, he's 30 years old.
Yeah. Hadn't been on the force that long. And my next news update, I'll give you more information about that. And then on the flip side, because in these situations, you have to wonder who's accused of doing this. And then you see the mugshot of the person that's accused. And it's just 19 years old.
Yeah, and side note, we'll talk about down the road, not today, but that apartment complex there has been, if you Google that apartment complex,
the Peach Place Inn,
yeah, you'll look at the number of times it's come up in news stories. So, I mean, I'm not even having Googled it yet. It's just out of my brain Google, you know, doing this for a long time. We've had a lot of stories out of that place.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stories out of that place. Also coming up, hopefully, right around 8 o'clock, District Attorney Ashley Rich will join us on the show to talk more about this. So that's all straight ahead this morning on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us shortly. We'll talk about the rain to come and then some more cold weather on the backside of this at the end of the week. Right now, it's gotten pretty cold this morning. We're up to 31 now at our studios, but still in the 20s in places like Mount Vernon and Bay Minette. Yeah, Mount Vernon, by the way, I mean, not surprisingly, but y'all won again. Icebox in Mobile County, 24 is where it bottomed out in Mount Vernon. We'll get more from Dr. Bill on that in just a little bit. And remember, our podcast of this show, the Midday Show, heck, the 40 hours of live local programming we do a week. You can check it out online by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the link for podcast and pick them up right there. Or better yet, subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher. Get them on Spotify, TuneIn Radio. All those places our podcasts are waiting for you. So download them today and give us a whatever it is, stars or thumbs up or whatever the rankings is, depending on the site. And we appreciate that as well. Podcasts available all over the place. Go check them out today.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for whoever shot a man in the ankle at a notorious Mobile bar. Police say a man was shot at Shotgun Willie's early Sunday morning. He's expected to survive. A suspect left in a red vehicle. The incident is the latest in a string of problems neighbors say they've had with the bar over the last few years.
My kids, we stay right here close to it so we can hear all the noise.
In June 2017, Jeremy Smith was working security at Shotgun Willie's and was shot to death. Police charged a bar patron, Dwayne Wheat, with murder. Walmart's grocery delivery service is coming to Mobile and parts of Saraland. Simply order online and choose a pickup time. A personal grocery shopper will get your items, then a driver will bring them to you. It applies to all items in Walmart, not just groceries. There is no subscription fee, but there is a delivery fee of $9.95. The legacy of the Blues in Pensacola is being honored with a special marker. The Mississippi Blues marker was unveiled Friday evening in the Belmont DeVillers Historic District. It's part of the Mississippi Blues Trail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
The partial government shutdown is now in its 31st day. President Trump offered to temporarily extend protections for young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children in exchange for his border wall. Democrats say the proposal doesn't go far enough. Lauren Fox is on Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this week will bring a bill to the floor that's the president's proposal. He's trying to put pressure on Democrats to make a deal, but there doesn't appear to be enough Democratic votes.
Senator Kamala Harris announced that she's running for president. Harris is a first-term senator and former California Attorney General. At least 79 people were killed in central Mexico after a ruptured gas pipeline exploded over the weekend. The explosion comes as gas stations in several Mexican states have been running dry. Authorities blame fuel theft for previous explosions in Mexico. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Do you fancy yourself as a product evangelist, technology visionary, or data wrangler? Those are a few of the job titles companies are now posting to try to attract talent in a tight labor market. The standard HR title has been increasingly replaced by head of people. Ads seeking ninjas or rock stars, such as customer service ninja or sales rock star, have also shot up. One promising trend for office building owners is that once gritty warehouse districts are now attracting tech companies. Amazon selected a struggling office area in Arlington and a still emerging neighborhood in Queens for its dual second headquarters locations. A similar movement has taken place in Pittsburgh's Bakery Square, the site of a former Nabisco factory. It's now a 20-acre campus of offices, shops, and apartments and houses Google offices. Looking for a European vacation? You can get there for just $49. The airline WOW is offering $49 one-way deals from the U.S. to a handful of cities. And that's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Cold start this morning.
Yeah, it got into the upper 20s, coldest temperatures so far this winter season. But we're going to warm up a bit today. The yesterday's high only 47 degrees, but we should get up around 55 this afternoon. That's still below normal. But look for mostly sunny skies, and then tonight become partly cloudy. And the wind now is starting to move around the east and then around to the southeast. And so we won't be as cold tonight. I expect a low of about 42 degrees. Tomorrow, clouds will be increasing through the day, and we have a chance of a few showers in the afternoon. The high tomorrow climbing all the way up to about 62 degrees. So a nice warming trend getting into the 60s tomorrow. However, I mentioned some rain in the forecast. We've got another storm system coming out of the Great Plains. It'll be moving across Arkansas and Tennessee tomorrow. And therefore, we can look for cloudy skies tomorrow with a good chance for showers and a high in the upper 60s, possibly making to 70. The showers will continue into the evening hours, then begin to clear off and turning colder, so that on Thursday morning, we will see temperatures that will be in the upper 30s. On Thursday, should be a cool day, only 52 and sunny. And then the temperatures getting down to around 30 degrees for Friday morning. So we got some cold weather coming back for the second half of the week. And then into the weekend, it will remain cool with sunny skies on Saturday in the mid-50s. And then a few showers coming in on Sunday. So we're going to warm up starting today and tomorrow. And should be mild on Wednesday with rain and then older weather coming in for the second half of the week.
All right. As that rain comes through on Wednesday, any severe weather associated with that?
Doesn't look like it at this time. Mainly showers, and there'll be quite a bit of light rain. So we might pick up a half an inch, perhaps an inch of rain, which will carry us into Wednesday evening. And after that, the cold weather comes back.
And speaking of severe weather over the weekend, while we were lucky down here, we didn't get it. They did in places like Wetumpka and that area. I mean, Kelly's been reporting on this, what they're saying now, EF2 tornado.
And it's a strong tornado, and they're saying it's a two, but you know, it's possible it could be given a higher category. But looking at some of the pictures from there, it was awesome. But we're very fortunate that we didn't see a larger outbreak of tornadoes with this system, and certainly most of that stayed well to the north of us. We had very little rain so far for the month, and we're now on the 21st day. We have only 2.28 inches of rain. That's way below normal for the month.
And I was just going to add, Dr. Bill, we mentioned earlier this morning that that number could change because the NWS workers will be on the ground today assessing the structural damage to those churches as well as those historic homes. And It's just the power of weather continually just leaves us speechless, and we're so grateful that you're able to help us better understand all that happens in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's they'll be out there looking at it, and the people that go out are trained to look at the damage, the type of damage, the type of structure. Some buildings may be torn apart rather easily. Others that are substantial, and if they suffer a lot of damage, then of course that is going to indicate a very strong level of the storm. So they'll be looking at it certainly today and tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, and before we wrap up too, if people have not picked up a copy yet of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where can they get it?
Well, we have a number of locations here in Mobile. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road. Robert Moore, Christmastown, I have copies there, and also West Marine. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply, and also Billy Lankford, Allstate in Fairhope. Also Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and also Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Latest from Dr. Bill coming up throughout the morning and throughout the day here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, more information about slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. As yesterday, Mobile Police Department losing another officer in 11 months' time from Justin Villa to the death of Sean Tudor. We'll get more into this when we return. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've seen the delay southbound 65 on the high-rise bridge as they've got that accident involving an 18-wheeler from overnight. It's really been tying up traffic, but they do have the left lane open, so be patient through there. So far, Saraland, Pritchard, and now through Mobile, we're accident-free. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll meet third-generation automotive business owner Ty Bullard. More after this message from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
My guess is you, like me, don't know the pressure of operating a company that has been around for three generations. A company where your family name is familiar across town and all over social media. Where you've inherited staff who have been there almost as long as you've been alive. This is Ty Bullard's world. He's the dealer principal of Joe Bullard Automotive Group. He's working to change things while keeping it as successful as it's always been. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad you're here. On the way, if you have trouble eating your meals and not looking at your smartphone at the same time, what if I said there was an invention out there that would let you do these things simultaneously? You could eat and look at your smartphone at the same time. I'll tell you more about that coming up. It's a new device out. I don't know if it's going to be for everybody, but we'll lay it out here. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. As we remember fallen officer 30-year-old Sean Tudor, we are learning even more about this young man who lost his life in the line of duty. He joined the Mobile Police Department in March of 2016 and was named Officer of the Month in August of 2017. He was formerly with the Putnam County, Florida Police Department, the Palatka Police Department. That's according to News4Jax.com. He graduated from Fleming Island High School in Clay County, Florida. Attorney General Steve Marshall posted this note on Twitter saying, "Tonight, Alabama mourns the loss of another law enforcement officer. At Mobile, Alabama Police Officer Sean Tudor killed in the line of duty while executing an arrest warrant. A suspect is in custody. We pray for Officer Tudor's family and his fellow officers. Hashtag Thin Blue Line." Governor Kay Ivey, as Sean mentioned earlier, also extended her sincerest condolences, and she remarked on this being a senseless tragedy that has sadly taken the life of yet another Mobile police officer far too soon and stands as a reminder of the sacrifices made by those who wear the badge. And to the Mobile community, know that all of Alabama joins you in mourning this remarkable law enforcement officer. Chief Lawrence Batiste, he said, "This is a time for grief for us. We are trying to make sense of how we could have another brother lose his life in less than a year. We're thankful to those who have reached out to us. This is a hard time for us." And it's important to note, you know, our police officers go through so much as it is. As they're grieving, this is still an active investigation, so they still need to, you know, handle the business involved with losing one of their brothers in arms. So it's a very tough time. Officer Tudor, only 30 years old, and he leaves behind a wife named Chrissy. And you can see all of the tributes that are coming out, you know, online. And I'm glad we mentioned that the DA, Ashley Rich, will come on in our 8 o'clock hour. And, if, you know, this is a time when the community says, how can I I give? How can I help? Make sure that you are following the direction of the Mobile Police Department and our law enforcement, and they will keep us in the know with how you can give back to this family in need, because this family is grieving. The government shutdown, it's day 29 of the partial government shutdown. A bit of relief is headed your way if you are a federal government worker, as PayPal is providing up to $25 million in interest-free cash advances to you. So it all comes out to be about interest-free cash advances of up to $500 for any existing or new PayPal credit customer if you are a federal worker. CEO says that he hopes that this program can provide some relief and certainty in uncertain times. This right now is the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Keep that in mind. It went into effect at 12:01 a.m. December 22nd. We're talking about the furloughed workers. Those are the people who are going to work and not getting paid. Yeah. And then there's other workers who have jobs, but they're not going into work. They're not getting paid. Hopefully we can reach a resolution. We'd love to hear from you. Hop online and participate in our poll. We want to know, how long do you think this government shutdown will last? It'll be very interesting to see who wins this one. Hopefully the American people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, you'll see that right there on the right-hand column on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. It is the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. There's not really of the day. It's been of the weeks.
Right.
All right, and then I mentioned this. If you'd like to eat breakfast, but also watch your phone at the same time, but who doesn't? Who has trouble with that? A new invention out there for you. There's a Kickstarter campaign out for the Spoon Fork, which is a smartphone case with a removable fork and spoon.
Wow.
So you get your case, you put your smartphone in, and then on the back, you flip out a fork or a spoon, which, how nasty is that?
Seriously.
It runs you $29 if you want one. The people behind the Kickstarter campaign said it's got $178 towards their $11,000 goal for it.
Almost there.
Spoon and fork attached to your smartphone case.
First world problems,
As you put your dirty fork and spoon in your pocket, or you have your pocket fork that you're now putting in your mouth.
You know what you could do? You could sit there and eat and actually talk to the person that's sitting with you.
So 2015.
I know. I was just kidding.
7:46. We're coming right back.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors. We'll help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office, 649-7733.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man authorities say shot and killed a Mobile police officer Sunday afternoon was booked overnight into Metro jail. 19-year-old Marco Perez is charged with capital murder. Before the shooting, Perez was wanted on federal gun charges. He was a suspect in 18 car break-ins and a store robbery. Perez is accused of killing Officer Sean Tudor. Mobile police tell us Officer Tudor went to the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile Sunday afternoon when he was shot by Perez. Officer Tudor was rushed to Providence Hospital, where he died.
When something like this happens, it literally rocks a community.
DA Ashley Rich, Officer Sean Tudor was 30 years old, on the force just shy of 3 years. The death of Officer Tudor comes just shy of a year after the death of Officer Justin Villa. Villa was shot during a domestic violence situation in February of last year. The mother of Marco Perez was charged last week for filing a false report claiming her son was kidnapped. Police say Tiffany Perez was trying to help her son avoid a court hearing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do.
We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Close losses for Alabama and Auburn's basketball teams. Phil Mickelson comes up short again, and two overtime conference championship games for the first time in NFL history. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Los Angeles Rams put an end to the New Orleans Saints season with a 26-23 overtime win in the NFC Championship game yesterday in New Orleans. The Saints took a 23-20 lead with a minute and 41 seconds left in regulation following a controversial blown call on what should have been either a pass interference or an illegal helmet-to-helmet hit penalty against the Rams' Nickel Robert Coleman. Saints coach Sean Payton spoke about the call after the game.
Just getting off the phone with the league office, they blew the call. And, man, there are a lot of opportunities, though. But that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call.
Had the referees correctly called a penalty, the Saints likely would have ran out the clock for a short game-deciding field goal attempt. Instead, Will Lutz gave the Saints the lead with over a minute and a half to play. Los Angeles then drove down the field, and kicker Greg Zuerlein tied the game at 23 on a 48-yard field goal with 15 seconds remaining. In overtime, the Saints got the ball first, but a hit from Dante Fowler Jr. on Drew Brees caused a fluttering pass that was intercepted by LA's John Johnson. The Rams' offense gained 15 yards to the Saints' 39-yard line, and Zuerlein drilled a 57-yarder to send the Rams to their fourth Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. If you're a Saints fan, there really is no bright side to this loss, but former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett had two huge catches for LA for 50 yards receiving, and former St. Paul's Saint Mark Barron will have the opportunity to play in the first Super Bowl of his career after finishing second on the team yesterday with 9 tackles. In the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row after a 37-31 overtime win in Kansas City over the Chiefs.
Burkhead is in for the touchdown, and with an overtime touchdown run by Rex Burkhead, the dynasty continues for the New England Patriots.
That call from Kevin Kugler on Westwood One Sports. Tom Brady passed for 348 yards and a touchdown, culminating in a surgical 75-yard touchdown game-winning drive in overtime to outduel Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes Jr. Now Tom Brady and Patriots coach Bill Belichick are headed to their 9th Super Bowl appearance together. The Patriots will face the Rams in Atlanta 2 Sundays from now. New England is currently favored by 1.5 points. In basketball over the weekend, the Alabama Crimson Tide lost to the Tennessee Vols 71-68, and the Auburn Tigers also lost a close one 82-80 at home against Kentucky. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Georgia Southern 88-86 in overtime, and the South Alabama women's team had a better Saturday than the men's team with a 69-53 win over those same Georgia Southern Eagles. On the PGA Tour, Adam Long shot 26 under par at the Desert Classic for his first career PGA Tour win. Phil Mickelson held the lead going into the final round, but finished tied for second alongside Adam Hadwin, one shot behind Long. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear as you're traveling from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Also across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Southbound 65 on the high-rise bridge. Still working an earlier accident from this morning, but traffic's moving smooth. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, not as cold, with lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a few afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
755 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and get a new week started with this question. How's inventory looking, Larry?
We got a lot full. We got a park cattywampus this morning, so we got to have a lot party.
Well, you do a good job of stacking the vehicles in there, and you were talking about the trucks last week, but you got cars, you got third rows, you got everything.
We got everything, like you said. We even traded for something that's second most near and dear to your heart. We traded in a crew cab Z71 four-wheel drive Chevrolet Saturday, so it will be on the lot ready for sale before the day is over, and it'll be under $10,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, and let's talk about price points at $10,000 above or below. What about financing right now?
Financing is tremendous. We got great credit unions. We got great finance companies, banks. We got it all. We got a tremendous selection of lenders, and they're real aggressive right now, so they're getting really great rates. They're competing for the good customers, you know?
All right, so new week is here. Let's come out and check out inventory and financing. Give us directions.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 756. Let's check headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Just a friendly reminder of a recall that's in effect and may impact the entire family if you're trying to eat a little healthier with this new year. Recall is impacting chicken nuggets, which shipped nationwide because they may have wood in them. Purdue Foods is recalling approximately 68,244 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets. The items were produced on October 25th, 2018, and are 22-ounce plastic bag packages of frozen Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets gluten-free.
Wow, that's tough to get on a pack. You got to have a big package for that.
Right, or teeny tiny lettering.
Six-point font.
Look for the Best Buy date of 10/25/19. What do I want to tell you about? Yeah, having that wood in there, it kind of threw everything off, because when you hear about these recalls, you think, what's going to be in there?
Right.
Never would I have thought about this. But yeah, three consumers, well, they had to complain about the wood that was found in their product. Good news, no reports of injury. But if you have this product in your freezer, don't eat it. Take it back to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call 877-727-3447. I had another headline, but I'll just leave it at that because that just threw me off. I'm going to be honest with you. I keep you in the know. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich joins us here on the show.